Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, on Sunday after a game, I'm going to, you know, pick up some food for dinner. I really don't want to hear about, you know, a two-point play call. Or, I mean, it just, anyway, get under my skin. I circled my cart back around and kind of called him out.
So that was an actual quote and not just I was thinking this, you actually said
no, it happened, and I was actually shopping for my dinner at Whole Foods, and people are like, oh, he actually shops for his dinner. Yeah, I shop for my dinner and go down the aisle with an aisle cart like everyone else. So listen, let's explain this. I never go for too early in games. But when you get a penalty, it's a personal foul. This year you can actually realize that penalty 1 yard closer on a two-point try, or you can kick it from the 50. I didn't feel like kicking a touchback, thought about kicking an onside kick, and then felt pretty good about, I really felt good about a couple of these two-point plays that we had going into this plan. So on the 1 yard line, I think we're going to get 2 points, and we get the defense misaligned. Obviously it doesn't have any success, and then the game ends, and why were you going for two? And because I wanted to. All right, we're on the 1 yard line.
Do fans usually ever say anything negative to you? I think
in. Oh, no, no. And it wasn't negative. I wasn't really negative. I was kind of in that sliding down the aisle. You get the produce right here to the left. You see the meats. I made a right. I'm heading for the coffee. And I thought they were all kind of in jest saying, hey, and I heard one of them say something about, why'd you go for two? And I kept walking towards the dairy. I'm like, I'm not letting this go. I'm turning around. And went back, and he was fine. It wasn't negative. He was just wanting to know, and I explained it to him. And I just said, look, I would never, you know, that early, but when we get a penalty and now we're on the 1 yard line, that's 50% closer than the two. And he got it, and then I gave him a hard time. I said, some of these cuts don't look really good to me.
Thank you for the details on that. I appreciate
that. That was what happened. He was in jest. It was. We're having a little humor.
How was the dinner?
It was fine. It was freaking Whole Foods, you know, salad. You know, you just kind of get your stuff and watch games at home instead of going out. It was good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.